This week on Jags Wired, it was a battle in the desert.
Dawson just stuck a dagger in the Jags' heart.
The Jaguars came up short. We'll look back at the wild finish in Arizona.
Nothing to worry about, nothing to stress about. That's just play.
One of the newest Jags wore a microphone against the Cardinals. You'll hear and see Marcell Dareus' day in the Valley of the Sun. Plus,
that day just fell right into my hands perfectly, and you know, the rest was history.
So we'll take a closer look at Calais Campbell's momentum-changing touchdown. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
I've got to do a better job of getting these guys ready to go and, you know, coming out and playing. I mean, if it doesn't start with me, who's the start? And we weren't ready. And when, you know, the team's, you know, not ready, then that's the onus of it falls on me.
Head coach Doug Marrone took the heat in the postgame news conference, though the players were willing to shoulder it themselves in the locker room. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. Sunday's loss in Arizona had a little bit of everything. The Jags started slow, closed fast in the fourth quarter, went back and forth with the upstart Cardinals, and finally, after weeks of winning close games, let one slip away. There was so much that happened in the fourth quarter. Relive it now in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
We are in the Valley of the Sun, they call it. Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, the home of the Arizona Cardinals as they play host to the Jacksonville Jaguars in this NFL affair.
We out here. Another week. Wee! Let's go! Let's go!
I can't be blocked. I can't be blocked. I can't be stopped.
We played our standing no matter what. No matter what, regardless of what they got going on, let's go out here and handle our business, do what we've been doing.
We suited up. So if you got to think about it right now, it's too late. It's too late. Right now, it's only dominate, man. It's only dominate. Every play.
Bring back eight to Duval. That's all that matter, eight. Beautiful day out here, too. Football weather. Duval.
Go to work, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's go.
Third and nine now. Shotgun for Gabbert against a four-man front for Jacksonville. They blitz. He drops the throw. Fires to the middle of the field. That ball's going to be caught wide open in the middle of the field. Gabbert read the blitz and threw it to Ricky Seals-Jones. Andy Lee, the punter, holds it, gets it down. The kick is up by Dawson. And the kick is good. So Arizona strikes first, and they lead the Jags 3-0.
Let's just play.
Ivory the running back. Chris gets the handoff, spun away from the defender, but he's hit and the ball is out. That ball is out. And it is being blown down now.
We caught him down, so we're going to shoot him.
I think he bust it out.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has changed. The runner didn't fumble the ball. An Arizona recovery at the 40-yard line.
So Dansby recovers the fumble by Ivory, and the Cardinals take over at their own 40. On what had been a promising drive for Jacksonville. Andy Lee, the punter, will hold it. Low snap, but he gets it down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. Lee did a nice job picking up a low snap. And Dawson banged it through there. Jags are confused here a little bit. Empty backfield. Gabbert drops the throw and fires it to the tight end. That's an easy touchdown. You can tell they were totally confused.
Good drive. One play at a time now.
Dropping his portal. Steps up. Now he shovels it forward to T.J. Yeldon. T.J.'s got it to the 35-yard line. 1:22 to play as the clock continues to turn. Dropping his portals. Throws it out to the left side. Ball is caught by Marquise Lee. Makes a move. Gets it inside the 25 to the 20-yard line. Now inside of a minute to play. 48-yarder from the left hash. He's 9 of 10 as a Jaguar. Lambeau kicks it up. And Josh Lambeau's field goal is good. Nice work by Josh. He's 10 out of 11 as a Jaguar now. And Jacksonville is on the board. They trail 13-3. We have played 30 minutes here in Glendale. Arizona 13, Jacksonville 3.
Keep talking, keep communicating, boys. All the way through. Stay together. Keep talking, keep communicating.
Lee gets it down. Dawson kicks it up. And the 48-yard field goal attempt is good.
Get after it now. One play.
Make sure we have juice. Damn.
Shotgun here on second down and 12 from the 23-yard line. Bortles drops the throw. Goes to the middle of the field. Caught by Keelan Cole out past the 30-yard line. Keelan made a man miss. Bounce it outside. Outside the 40. Nice run by Keelan Cole after the catch. He's going to have a first down and more.
And an excellent play by Keelan Cole after the catch.
Blake keeps it on his own read to the 35. Along the left sideline, inside the 20, inside the 15, and steps out of bounds. What a terrific run by Blake Bortles. He's not only tough, Tony. He can get and go on that zone read all the way down to the 10-yard line. That's a 28-yard gain for Blake Bortles.
Let's go for it, Dave. Go for it.
3 tight end set. Expert offensive lineman. The Jags are going to go for it here. On the 1-yard line. Bortles under center. Play fake. Rolling to the right. Looking. Blake's going to try and run it in. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. Blake Bortles ran it in and then threw it into the stands, and Jacksonville is in the end zone for the first time today.
And that is a great individual effort, and that is a huge play in this game, and it puts the Jaguars right back in it.
Good job, Bob! Good job, Bob!
Working.
Got
to come out.
Come on,
let's go.
Gotta thank you, bro. This is your number right here. Double. Calais got two. Your number.
You need to get a turnover. You need to get a turnover if you're the Jaguars.
Third down and 10. Jag show blitz. They brush 4. Drop the throw. Now rolls it and gets hit. The ball is out. It is picked up by the Jaguars. They're running it toward the goal line. That's going to be a touchdown. The defense has scored again. Are you kidding me? Guess who? Calais Campbell has scored on his former team. And Jacksonville is in the end zone.
Jacksonville all day, baby. Turnover king, let's go. It's a matter of time.
Play fake. Scrambles around, fires deep down the middle of the field. He's got a man wide open. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. And the Cardinals have retaken the lead. Grant will field this. And he's going to run it out. Stutter step, nice taking it to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line. Corey Grant along the right sideline. To the 40, to the 45. One man to beat along the right sideline. Knocked out of bounds. But what a return by Corey Grant. He stutter stepped. You weren't sure if he wanted to bring it out of there. Now he got it all the way down to the 42-yard line of the Arizona Cardinals.
Are you kidding me? And Corey Grant, great speed down the boundary. Almost takes it to the house.
Blake keeps it on his own read, inside the 5, into the end zone, touchdown! Blake Bortles kept it on his own read, faked it to T.J. Yeldon, and is into the end zone for the touchdown!
His second rushing touchdown in the game.
And we are tied with 7:26 to play in the game. What a drive by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jag show blitz. They pick it up. Goes in the middle of the field. That ball's diving intercepted by Barry Church. Barry Church is now they call him down. What a play by Barry Church.
I told you he was going to come back. I love you, dog.
One play at a time. Do your job. Do your job. They can't play with us. Let's go.
Tied up 24 all here in the desert. Third and 6 from the 38-yard line. Shotgun. Bortles rolls right. Fires it. It is intercepted. He rolled right and threw it to the right. And Tyrann Mathieu has picked it off. Gabbert drops, throws it to the right side of balls. Caught by Foster, but tackled near midfield. Great work that time by A.J. Boye to tackle him shy of the first down. And I would imagine Arizona's got to punt it away here. They face a fourth down and two, and here comes the punt team. Inside handoff to Leonard Fournette. Tries to get out to the right side. Needed to get it to the 20-yard line. He did not. 27 seconds to play. He is tackled shy of a first down. Dropping is Gabbert. Throws it out to the left side. Is caught and stepping out of bounds as the receiver. He's got the ball to the 49-yard line with 11 seconds to play. Gabbert drops the throw. Steps up now. Fires toward the sideline. Attempt is made. They're going to say he made the catch. With 6 seconds left, they're going to say that is a catch. So Phil Dawson is going to have a chance to win this for the Arizona Cardinals. A 57-yard attempt to beat the Jaguars. He gets it down. Dawson kicks it up. He's got plenty of distance. And he has made the field goal from 57 yards away with 1 second to play. Dawson just stuck a dagger in the Jags' heart.
I mean, we fought back. I think that's, you know, that's the one thing. But again, it goes back to me. You know, I got to get this team ready to play in the beginning, and then I've got to do a better job at the end of the game and game management.
Coming up on Jags Wired.
We got to start fast. We got to start fast.
Marcell Dareus wore a microphone in Arizona. Find out how the run-stuffing defensive tackle played and coached his teammates. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wired.
With this loss, you know, back into that hole, you know, it's going to come down to that last game field, which, you know, I don't, you know, we got to just control our destiny from the jump.
Safety Barry Church knew the Jaguars let a golden opportunity slide through their fingers. But he also knows he and his teammates have plenty of football in front of them. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Defensive end Calais Campbell tried to downplay his return to Arizona, the place where he began his NFL career. He didn't want to make it about himself, but that's exactly what he did in the fourth quarter and exactly when his team needed it, as you'll see in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Gabbert from the shotgun, well protected, and now the football comes. They've got it. It's Calais Campbell, and he's into the end zone. And the former Cardinal coming back home with a monstrous play for the Jaguars.
I mean, anytime you get your hands on the football as a D lineman, you know, it's kind of nice. You know, we don't get our hands on the ball much, and when you do, you know, the end zone is usually too far away. You know, we don't get a chance to return the ball to the end zone. But I saw the end zone. There wasn't nothing else going to stop me from getting there.
Yeah, it was definitely cool for me to be able to make that play for Calais to score. And I know it meant a lot for him to be able to get in the end zone, especially coming back to his old stomping ground. So definitely just a blessing to be able to make that play for him.
I tell him all the time, though, you keep knocking him out, I'm going to pick him up and score. You know, I'm kind of joking. I don't know if I'm ever really going to pick him up and score. But then that day just fell right into my hands perfectly. And, you know, the rest is history.
Just have a focus in the sense to get to the ball and swipe the ball out. Like I told people in the past, the good ones sack the quarterbacks and the great ones get the ball out.
Well, I'm playing the right three technique. Jan actually is on the left, which he normally plays right. So that's kind of, you know, he switched sides. We like to move around a little bit so you can keep guys guessing.
Number 73 wasn't real good against speed. So I tried to speed around him, but he took a good set on this one.
I crossed over, came inside. And I realized I couldn't get the sack, so I tried to get in his face and bat the ball down.
I seen that the quarterback stepped up, so I just retraced and got back and just made a play for Calais to score.
And I was really just going to go celebrate with Jan, but then the ball popped out. So, I've been working on scooping and scoring all week.
It's all about your efforts, all about your motor, especially playing the defensive line position. You got to have a second effort.
I scooped it up, and look, it was destiny, really. I mean, the way it bounced right to me. And then Wetzel jumped on my back around the 5-yard line. And, I've been working on my squats. Milo had me working real hard on getting my squats right. I've been squatting like 425 pounds. You know, he's probably about 350. So I was able to carry him into the end zone. So thank you, Milo.
And Fields, calm down and just play, Malik. And just calm down and just play.
The Jaguars traded for defensive tackle Marcell Dareus to help their run defense. It seems he's brought much more than that. Number 99 was mic'd up against the Cardinals. Check it out next.
The world is spinning, man. It was traded on the plane, cocktail party, going to the stadium, saying hello, getting out, going to the hotel room, laying on the bed, looking at the roof. What is going on?
Marcell Dareus has only been in Jacksonville a few weeks, and yet it seems strange to imagine the Jaguars' top-ranked defense without him. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Marcell Dareus is a big man, and his presence in Jacksonville was about making the Jaguars' run defense better. He's delivered more than that, as you'll see in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, we got to start fast. We got to start fast. Nothing to worry about, nothing to stress about. That's just play. Hit them in their f***ing mouth, and we good. Hey, hold on, hold on. Let me go. But chill, chill. Hey, hey. Let's chill. Let's chill. Calm down and just play, Malik. Let's just calm down and just play. So he's going to check down. Check that. He felt that pressure in his face. So he feeling the blitz. He thinking it's a blitz every other time. Hey, watch the ball. Watch the ball. White lightning was up and up. Sunshine. We can't let our linebacker tackle AB. But we got to get the AB. His ass coming down hard on our linebackers and our DB. We can't let it happen. We got to trip his ass or something. We can't let him get our linebackers, bro. Bro, we can't do it.
Thirty seconds, fellas.
We get a little chill time. Huh? We get a little chill time. Shoot. That's what I'm talking about. I thought just getting that gimp on me. And somebody fell on me. I had to scream out while I was kicking my feet. Let's go. I'm rolling now. Feeling good now. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Jack show blitz. Big rush four. Drop the throw. Now rolled in. He gets hit. The ball's out. The ball's out. It was picked up by the Jaguars. We're running it toward the goal line. That's going to be a touchdown. The defense
Let's
is scoring.
Let's go. Oh. Let's go. Oh. Let's go, Calais. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
It had to be him.
Yes, man. Had to. Of all people. Of all people, Calais. Oh, my God. Well, go, Malik. We got to check. We got to go. I mean, we got to get him off the field. Play action. So, like, this is just what it is. We're going to see this for the rest of the year. So we just got to figure a way to beat this.
He gets it down. Dawson kicks it up. He's got plenty of distance. And he has made the field goal from 57 yards away.
Sunday's wild finish gave us so much to show you. And we've got more from Arizona when we return.
Hey, fellas, we got to start fast. No faster way to go than...
house call.
House call on three. One, two, three.
House call.
Here we go now. Here we go.
Special teams delivered on Sunday with a 68-yard kickoff return to set up a game-tying touchdown in the fourth quarter. We're back on Jags Wired next week when we'll look back at the first game of three at Everbank Field as the Indianapolis Colts come to town. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from the Jaguars' day in Arizona. Good night, everybody.
I'm telling you, they coming straight for you.
I need that.
Oh, man. Now you got a feel. Now you just build off that. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, fellas. Let's go. We need y'all right now. We need y'all right now. Come on, we need y'all. Put it right back in y'all hand. Put it right back in y'all hand, fellas. Let's go. They won't stop running until we get the lead. They got no reason to. Until we take the lead and we up.
They gonna play it safe.
Exactly.